Your morning just got a whole lot weirder. It's time now for the Good Sentences Morning Minute, courtesy of your favorite literary lunatics, Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
It's Monday, April 13th, 2020. Today in literary history, the birth of Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States and primary author of the Declaration of Independence. He used to have his birthday parties on April 2nd because they were stupid and used the Julian calendar, not the Gregorian calendar that we use, which totally rocks. Now, unlike just about everyone in the federal government these days, Tom brought a little experience to the White House, having already served as delegate to the Continental Congress, governor of Virginia, delegate to the Congress of the Confederation from Virginia, minister plenipotentiary for negotiating treaties of amity and commerce. I think Bobcat Goldthwait currently holds that position. Second U.S. minister to France, after Ben Franklin. First ever U.S. Secretary of State, I think that's currently Bobcat as well, and second Vice President of the United States. The only person in government today with that much experience is, you guessed it, Bobcat Goldthwait. We're fortunate, nay, beyond fortunate, to have the man himself on the phone, calling in from Branson, Missouri, President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. President, how are you doing?
Hello? Am I on?
Sir, have you put your headphones on? Can you hear me? Someone help the president with his headphones, please.
Sally? am I on now? What was your name again?
My name is Scott, sir.
Well, Tim, I gotta tell you, it's been quite a day. It's been a rough day. I've been busy with the business of the country.
Yeah. Oh, you're writing something for that purpose, are you not?
I am. I mean, I am. Yes, of course. Hold on. Let me look through my papers here. No, not that. That's for the Gettysburg Address. Oh, you mean this? Well, I don't really. It's called Untitled at this point. I don't really know what to call it, but I do think that it will go down in history as something mildly impactful.
I see. Well, what is the purpose? Are you declaring something with this document?
I guess you would call it a declaration, maybe. I don't know. I'm still struggling with the wording of it. I may tone it down a little bit. Declaration seems maybe a little aggressive. It has to do with, you know, make a suggestion to England that maybe we should be our own thing.
You're talking about independence then, perhaps?
You know, that's a good idea. I could call it the Suggestion of Independence. Let me run that by Ben Franklin and see what he thinks.
Let's see. It's 2 in the afternoon, so Ben's probably on his third or fourth consort by now. We might be able to get a hold of him.
Oh, you know, I see him pulling up outside right now. Hold on a minute. Hey, Ben. Yo, what do you think of the Suggestion of Independence? Ow! Yeah, he says that's not nearly strong enough. He suggests going back to Declaration.
It sounded like a pretty persuasive argument on his part.
My jaw's on the other side of my face. I have two faces.
Well, you are on the $2 bill, so that explains a few things.
Well, I got to tell you, it was great being on your show today, but I got a run. I just had a brilliant idea to end up my little writing project here, and George Washington's given me a ring on the old mobile phoney, so I guess I got to run.
Well, it was great talking with you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Talk to you later, Philip.
And that has been Today in Literary History.